KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
An education finance group says it's come up with a plan to address the country's student accommodation crisis. The issue's been in the spotlight as tertiary studies kick off for the new academic year. Fundis Ayanda Ngobo says they're concerned about reports that provinces, including KZN, are facing a shortfall of about 500,000 beds. She says they're aware that some students who are struggling to secure accommodation have been bunking at the offices of the SRC.
So the allocation versus the intake, that's where the issue has been, meaning that there are first years or even second years that have not been allocated on-campus accommodation, never mind the off-campus accommodation. But also the universities have faced a delay in accreditation, so they could not accredit on time the various accommodations as well.
She says they've launched a platform to assist.
It streamlines the allocation process for the university. It is a seamless process that migrates the university, the landlord, and the student, allowing students to go on the platform even before they actually leave their home, search for accommodation, find the right accommodation, and all the accommodations that we work with are accredited accommodations.
Police Union SAPU says it won't hesitate to crack down on crooked cops.
We don't condone any criminal acts. As long as it's criminality, we do not condone that.
Earlier this week, KZN Police Chief Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi promised to intensify efforts to root out corruption within the police force. He was addressing community members in Inanda, north of Durban, who allege some officers have been in cahoots with gangsters, even going so far as to tip them off when residents reported crimes. Astrid Easthorpe, who's with SAPU in KZN, says they take every complaint seriously.
There is a procedure in place when there's an act of criminality. Any ill disciplines and wrongdoings based from the police officers that are allegated to have done such should be investigated.
And German police are still trying to establish why a car rammed into a trade union rally in Munich yesterday. At least 30 people were injured, including some children. A 24-year-old Afghan asylum seeker has been arrested in connection with the incident. Christopher Schiotz, who's with the New York Times, says migration's already a hot-button issue ahead of Germany's general election.
There's been a string of seemingly random attacks over the last year or so, mostly male asylum seekers. And so this has been a people say this is a worry they have.
Durban reaching a high of 29 degrees today. Richards Bay, Maritzburg, 33. The Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.